another high-profile visit to East Palestine, Ohio. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Environmental advocate Aaron Brockovich spoke to residents last night who have safety concerns following a toxic train derailment. Officials have said it's safe to live in their homes.
But then you tell them don't drink the water, then you tell them to drink the water, it creates a lot of confusion.
Yesterday, President Biden was briefed on the situation.
The president has said that he's not going to make a personal visit here to East Palestine. The most they're going to get out of him is a video conference. The president is sending representatives to go door to door in the affected areas. Walk teams from the EPA, Centers for Disease Control, as well as FEMA will go door to door and check on residents and connect them with the proper agencies to get some help. The walk teams are modeled after teams that responded to hurricanes.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Snow, rain, landslides, and power failures, that's what much of California is coping with.
On the floor of Napa Valley, a number of towns, most notably Calistoga and surrounding hills, dealt with a series of power outages. But the many folks who have homes above the Napa Valley floor had to contend with something more than just the occasional power outage. That was lots of snow. As a result, the Napa County Office of Emergency Services issued a shelter-in-place advisory.
Reporter Tom Vakar with Fox 2 in San Francisco. A South Carolina jury hearing a double murder case has a lot to absorb following 2 days of testimony by the defendant.
Alec Murdaugh insists he did not kill his wife Maggie and their son Paul, but he says paranoid thoughts from opioid abuse caused him to lie to police regarding his whereabouts the night of the crime.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A bold pledge from one of the Republicans running for president.
In an article published by the New York Post, the former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador says that she'll stop providing foreign aid to anti-American countries and causes if elected. Among the examples cited by Haley, $1 billion given to Iraq over the last several years and military aid being provided to Pakistan, despite anti-American terrorist organizations being present in that country. She also points out examples such as money being sent to China for environmental programs and funds being sent to Russian ally Belarus. Haley blames presidents of both parties, writing, quote, backing American allies and friends like Israel and Ukraine is smart. Sending our tax dollars to enemies isn't. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Approved by the FDA, a test for COVID-19 and the flu that can be taken at home. The test does carry the risk of false positive or negative results. Another confirmed case of measles in Kentucky, the third in 3 months.
Attendees at a religious revival held recently at Asbury University in Kentucky may have come away with more than they bargained for. The commissioner of the State Department of Health says a resident of Jessamine County has tested positive for measles. Dr. Stephen Stack says that individual who attended services on February 18th was unvaccinated against the disease. He adds that anyone who was there that day may have also been exposed to it, and that all those who have not been inoculated against measles are encouraged to quarantine for 21 days. In addition, they should get the measles vaccine, which the doctor says is safe and effective. According to the CDC, measles vaccine coverage in Kentucky is among the lowest nationwide. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.